Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll be diving deep into a topic that affects all of us, the distinction between true wisdom and worldly desires. Today's Bible verses are from James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace.
Let's take a moment to understand what true wisdom really looks like in our lives. You see, there's a stark difference between what the world calls wisdom and what genuine divine wisdom actually is. When we look around us, earthly wisdom often masquerades as cleverness, self-promotion, and getting ahead at any cost. It's the kind of thinking that puts personal gain above all else. But true wisdom, it's something entirely different. It manifests itself through humility and good works. It's not about showing off how much we know or proving we're better than others. Instead, it's demonstrated through how we live our lives, how we treat others, and the choices we make when no one's watching. Think about the most genuinely wise people you know. They're often the ones who speak less about their accomplishments and more about helping others. They're the ones whose lives are marked by consistent good works, not constant self-promotion. This is what James is pointing us toward, a wisdom that's more concerned with being good than looking good. The beautiful thing about true wisdom is that it naturally leads to action. It's not just about having knowledge stored up in our minds. It's about how that knowledge transforms our behavior and shapes our character. When we embrace this kind of wisdom, we find ourselves naturally gravitating towards serving others rather than serving our own ambitions. When we allow bitter jealousy and selfish ambition to take root in our hearts, we set ourselves up for a destructive pattern that ripples through every aspect of our lives. These negative emotions aren't just fleeting feelings. They're like weeds that, if left unchecked, can completely overtake the garden of our character. Think about those moments when you felt that burning sensation of jealousy or that consuming drive of selfish ambition. Maybe it was watching a colleague receive praise for their work or seeing someone else achieve what you've been striving for. These feelings create a sort of internal chaos that inevitably spills out into our external world. This kind of disorder manifests in various ways. In how we treat others, in our decision-making, and even in our peace of mind, we might find ourselves speaking negatively about others, taking shortcuts that compromise our integrity, or becoming increasingly dissatisfied with our blessings. Every foul practice, as James puts it, can often be traced back to these root causes.
But there's a stark contrast when we look at wisdom from above. Unlike the turmoil that jealousy and selfish ambition create, true wisdom brings order and peace. It's like a clear stream that flows through our lives, refreshing everything it touches. When we embrace this pure wisdom, we find ourselves naturally moving away from comparison and competition and toward genuine celebration of others' successes. The choice between these two paths lies before us each day. Will we feed the bitter roots of jealousy and selfish ambition, or will we cultivate the pure wisdom that comes from above? The effects of this choice will ripple through not just our own lives, but through the lives of everyone around us. Let's explore what makes wisdom from above so distinct and transformative. This divine wisdom carries specific qualities that set it apart from earthly understanding, and each characteristic builds upon the others to create something truly remarkable. First and foremost, this wisdom is pure. There's nothing murky or questionable about it, no hidden agendas, no ulterior motives. It's like crystal clear water, refreshing and life-giving. This purity forms the foundation for all its other qualities. When we embrace this wisdom, we find it's inherently peaceable. It doesn't stir up conflict or create division. Instead, it brings a sense of calm and tranquility to our relationships and decisions. It's gentle too, approaching situations and people with a kind touch rather than harsh judgment or criticism. Perhaps one of its most beautiful qualities is how it makes us compliant, not in a weak or passive way, but in a manner that's open to reason and willing to yield when appropriate. This wisdom fills us with mercy, allowing us to extend grace to others just as we've received it ourselves. The fruits of this wisdom are unmistakable. They show up in our actions, our relationships, and our character. Unlike worldly wisdom that might produce temporary results, these fruits are lasting and genuine. There's a consistency to them that stands the test of time. What's particularly striking about this wisdom is its authenticity. There's no pretense, no wearing of masks. It's the same whether we're in public or private, whether we're with important people or those who can offer us nothing in return. This unwavering sincerity creates a foundation of trust and reliability in all our interactions. Let's talk about those deep-seated desires we all wrestle with, the yearning to be recognized, praised, and held in high regard. It's natural to want these things, isn't it? These desires are woven into the fabric of our human experience, showing up in our careers, our relationships, and even our spiritual lives. But here's where wisdom steps in and challenges us to look deeper. When we find ourselves craving acknowledgement or chasing after honors, we need to pause and ask ourselves, are these desires serving our spiritual growth, or are they holding us back from experiencing true peace? Think about those moments when you've received praise or recognition. While they might feel good in the moment, they often leave us wanting more, creating an endless cycle of seeking external validation. True wisdom teaches us that real fulfillment doesn't come from accumulating accolades or winning people's approval. Instead of trying to suppress these natural desires, wisdom shows us how to transform them. It's about redirecting our focus from seeking earthly recognition to cultivating inner worth through humility. This doesn't mean we become doormats or deny our achievements. Rather, we learn to hold them loosely, understanding that our true value isn't determined by external validation. Spiritual wisdom offers us a powerful alternative. It teaches us to find satisfaction in living authentically, in serving others without expecting recognition, and in growing in character rather than status. When we embrace this perspective, something remarkable happens. We begin to experience a freedom that no amount of worldly praise could ever provide. As we wrap up today's discussion, let's reflect on what true wisdom really means for our daily lives. It's not about accumulating knowledge or receiving accolades. It's about cultivating a heart of peace and living with genuine humility. The wisdom we've explored today challenges us to examine our motives and transform our actions. Remember, each day presents us with choices, choices between pursuing earthly recognition and embracing divine wisdom. Will we chase after praise and honors, or will we choose the path of gentleness, peace, and mercy? The wisdom from above invites us to choose the latter, promising a life rich in meaning and authentic purpose. I encourage you to take these insights into your week ahead. Notice those moments when selfish ambition or jealousy tries to take root. Instead of giving in to these impulses, pause and choose the way of peace. Let your actions be guided by humility rather than the desire for recognition.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of true wisdom, a wisdom that is pure, peaceable, and filled with humility. Help us to seek this wisdom in our lives, not for our own glory, but to reflect your love and grace in all that we do. Teach us to let go of jealousy and selfish ambition, and instead to embrace a spirit of gentleness, mercy, and authenticity. Lord, may our actions and words reflect your heart, bringing peace and blessing to those around us. Fill us with a desire to serve others and honor you above all else, finding fulfillment not in worldly praise, but in a life lived for your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may God's wisdom and blessings fill your heart with peace and guide your steps each day. May his grace sustain you, bringing joy and purpose in every moment. Take care, and may his love surround you always. Blessings to you.